You are now listening to Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Here are your hosts, Hayden Chase Kuzma and Benjamin King.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Today's episode is a forecast. As we previously mentioned, this is a shortened snippet of our regularly scheduled program of an hour to 45 minute session that's only 15 minutes.
Yes, I know a lot of folks just want a quick, hey, let me get an update, understand kind of some of the new trends going on within the, cloud industry. So that's the format of this episode. Just to give you a quick understanding, and today's topic is going to be, you know, your traditional lift and shift migrations.
Right. This is something that is top of mind for many of our customers, and even internally, something I think we're always trying to better understand on behalf of our customers. So, Ben, before we dive into things today, I got to ask you the question, what are you drinking?
Yeah, so today I am drinking just water, just trying to get hydrated, may go on a long run after work. It's a bit sunny here in Seattle, so prepping for that. How about yourself, Hayden?
Yeah, today I actually tried something new, and I have it with me today. I tried a mango hibiscus tea from our office here in Seattle. If you've been a listener, you know I like my teas from the shop here at Seattle. So I'm trying that. It's pretty good. I'm giving it a 3.6 out of 5 for me personally. I'd probably get it again. But Ben, enough of that. Let's dive into the topic today. I'm going to ask you, when I say lift and shift migrations in AWS, what comes to mind?
You know, what comes to mind for me, right, is, you know, a lift and shift migration. Let's say traditionally we are racking and stacking our servers on-prem, and we're looking to really leverage a lot of the scalability, flexibility, cost savings that you can get with the cloud, right? So there's a lot of exciting things, but, you know, my mind always trickles into, you know, hey, what's next? Why move to the cloud, right? And usually it gets into, like, the modernization of your infrastructure, you know, getting rid of some legacy infrastructure, some tech debt, things like that. So, you know, the lift and shift migration, I feel like, is a door where the topic could go many ways, but it always is an exciting one for sure. How about yourself, Hayden?
Yeah, when I think lift and shift in AWS, and Ben, you and I have done countless migrations with customers, the first thing that comes to mind for me is a regiment approach to a generally daunting task. Right. I think as a business owner, and, you know, my family's definitely small business owners themselves, if they have to think of this task of migrating, which, like I said, is daunting, if I had a team with me that showed me a step by step task on how to do this, that makes it a little easier. And I think you and I both have really understood that process and communicate it very clearly with our customers. So that's what comes out to me. It comes with a very good playbook game plan to attacking this. And I'll definitely touch on this playbook a little further on in the forecast today. But that's what comes to mind to me, Ben.
Yeah, no, and those are some great points, and I really like that you mentioned. You know, it's interesting, like you said, we've done numerous lift and shift migrations, and it's always interesting. I feel like the common theme is that there's always a bit of hesitation before we start the overall assessment, right? You know, there's a lot of subject matter experts within the AWS account team assisting. A partner like Avahi working hand-in-hand with your team is really going to accelerate and, you know, ensure that the ducks are in a row, but it always is interesting. I feel like a lot of the hesitancy to get started is we know we're opening up quite a bit in regards to really bettering our tech stack in a lot of ways. And, you know, things like, hey, we got to train our team on some new, you know, services and things like that's always exciting, right? And so I've seen that hesitancy really does turn into excitement, you know, within the organization. So, you know, really did like that point you mentioned, Hayden, and yeah, excited for it.
Yeah. So I'd love to dive into what I mentioned there. So I mentioned this playbook, this regiment approach. I want to break that down a little bit, and this should spark some dialogue for us, Ben, is how a customer approaches a lift and shift, right? I'll paint a very basic, broad term. You have servers, databases on-prem. You're looking to move them to the cloud. What I always love to start with is I like to understand why. What's your driving force? Is it scalability? Is it cost? What is that? And then from there, as a trusted advisor, my customer, I go back to my bench that I speak about in every episode, and I look who's on my bench that can assist company XYZ in accomplishing their goal for this reason, and I loop that subject matter expert in. Is it a Microsoft specialist? is it's someone directly from our migrations team that can talk about why to migrate to AWS. I think of these points and I bring them in to have that conversation because I always think if I lead with someone who is a bit smarter than me in this category, who has been through a bit more than me, those words travel further and establish more trust within that customer and towards their goals, I think. So that's usually my step one when I think of that. When I get into step two, right, we have that conversation from there. Now we start to formulate a plan. What programs do you want to use to leverage to achieve this goal? Is that the MAP program that you and I have talked about before? Is that just simply migrating with proof of concept? Is that bringing a partner in and helping fund that? That's what we decide next, and that's usually made as a joint decision with the customer and the account team. You know, we want to invest in our companies moving on to AWS and our customers, and we want to invest in our partners helping do that. So that's our next decision, and then we roll out the red carpet and actually start getting down to business and working towards that final goal. So Ben, that brings a question to you. You know, as a partner coming to these conversations, are you seeing that your customers are nervous about moving to the cloud? Are they confident? What are some gaps you're identifying when you're first brought in? Is there, even this, and this might be a tough question, but is there a bit of kind of furrowed trust between you and the customer when you come into these conversations, do you feel?
No, that's definitely interesting. And going back to sometimes there's a bit of hesitancy. Mm-hmm. You know, the cloud may be new for your organization. There's a lot of changes. But what I've seen is that, you know, and it adds a bit of complexity, right? But long gone are the days of just a direct, hey, I want these server specs, you know, matching, you know, let's say the EC2 instances, and it's going to be a one-to-one lift and shift, right? There's this added complexity now that a lot of folks want to modernize their infrastructure during the migration, right? Let's look at containers. Let's maybe leverage Kubernetes. Let's implement a few more, you know, a DevOps motion, if you will. Things that are going to really accelerate the business and give you all that competitive edge down the line when it comes to, you know, getting rid of some of these legacy systems. So I always do think it's interesting that the hesitancy, but the more you explore into it, the more you realize that, you know, there's a lot of that excitement of what's next in the cloud and what can we do next, right? With leveraging a lot of the different services that AWS offers.
Yeah. And I always love looping in partners of these engagements too, when it's a good fit for the customer. And my customers love having folks like yourself, Ben, at Avahi, because you guys do a ton of these. And your team's putting the hands on the keyboard and actually carrying this out. And I feel like having folks like Avahi, like our partners on the calls, it just doubles our bench to work with. And there's a lot of smart folks on each side that give the customer a very, very red carpet approach to this daunting task. So I enjoy that. I think I want to talk a little bit, Ben, about some of these main drivers as to why customers are looking at the cloud today to move. You know, I'm often brought up as, oh, we're not quite in the cloud yet. We're 15 steps behind everybody else. I don't know if that's quite true. You know, I think a lot of businesses are moving to the cloud, but there's still a huge chunk of businesses across all enterprises, small, medium business, startups, et cetera, who aren't quite on the cloud fully yet. So what are some drivers you're seeing at Avahi? And then if you don't touch on them, maybe I could speak to some that I'm constantly seeing.
So I think the biggest one is reliability. You know, just this week, I've already talked to, you know, two customers who are experiencing outages on, you know, with their on-prem provider, you know, a bit of a headache when it comes to like the customer support, you know, and those items are still happening today. You know, it is truly stood the test of time, mm-hmm. how reliable AWS is. So that's number one. And then last but not least, I think the cost savings, especially when, you know, you're only paying for what you use instead of having servers run 24/7, it is just a huge benefit to customers. So those are like the two big things. I would say a third one is, hey, we really want to leverage new technologies like Gen AI. You know, feel free to check out our last episode where we touch a bit more on that. Yep. But those are like the three items I'm really seeing come up in my conversations day to day.
Yeah, I just building off that, I think, you know, I obviously echo everything you just said. I think, and this is kind of bold, but I think security is driving it too, right? You get to have this built-in security mechanism sometimes. You can have these cloud-based services that offer like a fast data recovery if something were to go wrong. I like that approach because I know at AWS, you know, we get to speak to the shared responsibility model. right? We're in charge of the house. You're in charge of what's in the house. I always like to say, and we've had security episodes. Be sure to check those out. We really dive into it. But that's what I'm hearing customers really want to move to, and that's, you know, job zero for us at AWS and job zero for a lot of customers out there who are looking at the cloud as well. So that's driving force. And then lastly, just scalability. I think with everything too, it's funny. What comes to mind is like, think of like a media and entertainment customer who's on the cloud, not on the cloud today, sorry, and something goes viral. And they have to scale up to meet that demand. The cloud makes it a lot easier to do that. And I could see scalability being a big driving force for our customers. You know, that's just something that's top of mind for me. I always think about that when I'm seeing things go viral. It's like, wonder on the back end how they're scaling up to meet this demand of this influx of people rushing to watch this video or to buy this product. Is their website crashing? You know, we all probably could think of cases that's happened. So the scalability with the cloud, being able to scale up and down based on what's going on, is really neat to me too, and a driving force. So that's some areas I think that are driving.
Yeah, no, those are some great points. And it you know, back to your use case of, hey, something going viral. Yeah. The other side of that is like, all right, you know, you had a huge rush on your website, yep, or media platform, what have you.
Yep.
And now, how do you start spinning those down, right? So,
right. So
just once again, that scalability is truly one of the biggest value adds.
Yeah, like I just bought all these servers to meet that demand, and now my video, my product's no longer relevant,
right,
in this landscape. What do I do?
Exactly. Right? So definitely goes back to the cost savings.
Yep.
You know, I'm curious to hear your thoughts. How do customers that are looking at potentially going to the cloud, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to do a lift and shift migration.
Yep.
You know, can you tell us a bit more about some of the AWS programs? I know you alluded to MAP, but
yep,
can you walk me through what that would look like?
Yeah, so the MAP program, and Ben and I have, I believe, two episodes in our library of podcasts covering the MAP program. But in essence, it's an investment program that AWS invests in our customers to grow with AWS, to grow on the cloud. We take that regimen approach of an assess phase, a mobilize phase, and a migrate phase. We break these down and really work with your teams as an extension of your team to get the job done. And this MAP program is typically reserved for our larger migrations, but we definitely have facets of the program that can fit your direct need and is worth having a conversation with your account team around. But one that I kind of want to focus on today, Ben, and maybe you can share a little bit about Avahi's perspective, is more or less the single and doubles, I like to call them. You know, we have servers, not quite hundreds of thousands, but we have a good amount of servers we want to move to the cloud. That's not quite big enough to be mapped, but it's not quite small enough for us just to move and be cool with. You know, what about those in-between singles and doubles? Is there a way that Avahi's doing anything for those customers that might sound attractive to our listeners today?
Yes, we could definitely, you know, do a rapid migration. You know,
yep,
usually we see a typical ballpark of like 3 weeks.
Yep.
We get you up on the cloud.
Which is crazy fast, first of all.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like that's quick.
And what I like about that is that we want to make it a smooth transition, right? And there's still like, you know, a good outline to use. And I think it always goes back to doing some sort of an assessment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Connecting with, you know, my team or your AWS account team to better understand the exact needs you're looking for when it comes to this migration, what the future state and goals and working backwards from there. So, you know, kind of going back to the MAP program, you know, we have an assessment offering as well. I had a conversation today where, you know, once again, going back to that hesitancy of the migration, hey, this is something new for us, you know, pretty much connect with this customer and give an outline of, here are the workshops we're going to conduct during this assessment phase. You know, we're not doing any sort of the hands-on work as far as like the actual migration those, but setting that foundation, answering the questions like, what is the total cost of ownership going to be? Okay, what are some potential risks that we could identify now to ensure that this is a very smooth migration? It's items like that that really help customers, you know, feel prepared for a migration like that. So, you know, whether it's a small migration, we just want to move a handful of servers over, you know, or a very large migration, we have thousands of, you know, VMs that we're moving. We could definitely assist, you know, with either or.
I agree. And I, you know, the saying goes, how do you eat an elephant, right? One bite at a time. I think, like you mentioned, Ben, like I said, let's start with an assess phase. Let's understand what's all under the hood, and then let's make a detailed approach on how to tackle that. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we really do appreciate you listening today. This was a quick forecast for everybody, focusing specifically on lift and shift migrations. We appreciate your time. As always, reach out to your account team. Let's have a conversation and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. See you next time.